we're just coasting along on 4CRB.
And a very good morning to you. It's John Fradgley from the Bell Legal Group back with you for another program of The Law and You this Tuesday morning. As always, it's your opportunity to get free legal advice between now and 9.30 Queensland time. That's, of course, 10.30 Tweed Heads Coast time. Get on those telephones as soon as you possibly can. 5520888 is our number. That number again, 5520888. And thank you to all of the people who called in last week to make for such an interesting program. Certainly many and varied calls. And oh, by the way, if you're not able to call in but you would still like to participate in the program, you can use our TalkBack email line here at 4CRB, which is talkback@4crb.com. So if for some reason it's not convenient for you to be able to call in when the program's on, but you'd still like a question dealt with, well, by all means, use that that email address. The only thing is that I will always deal with questions that come in direct on air first, because obviously people are waiting around online and we don't like to keep them waiting there too long. But as long as we don't get a flood of calls, which makes it impossible to deal with your TalkBack email questions, we'll certainly get to those as soon as we possibly can. And last week we did have a caller who was in the Tweed and looking for, or I suggested getting some free legal advice. Initially, I was thinking of the Gold Coast Community Legal Centre when I thought that they were in the Coolangatta area, but as they are in the Tweed, a very kind listener has emailed us to say that for Northern New South Wales residents, there is a community legal service which does an outreach to Tweed. And their telephone number is 02662110000. That number again, 02662110000. So if you are in the Tweed area and you're after advice which is specifically related to the law in New South Wales, that would obviously be a most worthwhile service for you. But don't forget that we do have the Gold Coast Community Legal Centres, which do operate extensively across the Gold Coast. That includes as far north as Upper Coomera, and as far south as the Coolangatta Court. So, and everywhere in between. So, if you're in need of a free legal advice, you can of course go to one of their centres, and you can make an appointment by calling their number for their office in Southport, and that number is 5532961. That's 5532961. And don't, of course, forget the Robina Community Legal Centre, which operates every Thursday evening in the Gold Coast City Council Community Centre at Robina, 6.30 to 8.30pm every Thursday evening. You don't need to make an appointment. You just rock up there and you can get assistance. So thank you very much to Ray for sending in that email in relation to services that are available to residents down on the Tweed. I did have an email last week from Manfred with a question about what can you do against academic outsmarting, and he was specifically referring to disclaimers that are on documents, changes in terms of insurance and loans and conditions that are in place for many years, and then the provider of those services sneak in new conditions, as he says, in their annual updates, etc. And unfortunately, and he rightly makes the point that these charges are hard to handle for older people, and particularly people who are not computer savvy. So unfortunately, it is one of those cases where we have to remain ever vigilant for changes and make sure that you do look on any documents you receive, for example, your telephone accounts or your insurance, about any reference to changes in conditions, or you can always ring the provider and ask them if there have been any changes. But where the changes are in fact, for want of a better description, sneaky and perhaps could be considered to be unscrupulous, then you always do have the ability to contact one of the many ombudsman services that are available. For example, the Energy and Water Ombudsman in Queensland, if it were to relate to electricity, the Financial Ombudsman Service, which is a federal one covering insurance, and those sorts of things. And of course, don't forget your rights under the Australian Consumer Law. So you can always contact the Office of Fair Trading, be that in Queensland or in New South Wales, to seek their assistance. And there is, of course, the local government ombudsman in Queensland if the matter relates to something to do with local government services. And if all else fails, of course, don't forget that those free community legal services to which I referred a little earlier are always available for you to go and see. Now, our telephone number, 5520888, is the number. We have been having a little bit of trouble with our phone lines this morning, so I'm not sure whether people are trying to ring in and not being able to get through or not. But if you, at the moment, it appears that we have no callers online. So if you happen to be needing some free legal advice, by all means, get on that telephone straight away. 5520888 is our number. And of course, for people south of the Tweed River, don't forget to put 07 in front of the number. Now, I did also receive an email which, in fact, came in yesterday from a lady who said that her husband is the administrator on a grant of letters of administration for his son who passed away intestate recently. And it's about time for distribution of the estate funds. But she advises that it appeared from a reading of Section 35(1)(a) of the Succession Act in Queensland that parents are not included. she says that in this particular case, her husband's son had no children. There were no issue, nor was there a spouse. But both parents are still alive, and there are two siblings that survive. Now, in relation to this question, when you look at Section 35(2)(a), it is a little confusing in the language, but it does refer to the schedule in the Succession Act. So you need to go to Schedule 2 in the Succession Act, and in fact, Part 2 of that schedule, which sets out intestate, which means the deceased, not survived by any spouse. And it says, where the intestate is survived by issue, then those issue are wholly entitled. So in other words, if they had children. But where the intestate is not survived by issue, but is survived by a parent or both parents, then the parent is entitled to the whole of the residuary estate, or if both parents survive the intestate, the parents are entitled to the whole of the residuary estate. And where the intestate is not survived by issue nor survived by a parent, but is survived by next of kin, e.g. brothers and sisters, then only in those circumstances the next of kin are entitled to the residuary estate in accordance with Section 37. So I hope that helps with your query. So go to the very back of the Act and look at Schedule 2, and in particular Part 2 of Schedule 2, and hopefully that will make clear what you're wanting to know. But enough of that. We have our first caller online. As we say, a very good morning to Julie. G'day, Julie. How are you today?
Thank you.
How can we help you today?
Oh, yes. My name's Julie.
Yes, Julie.
My daughter is looking after my ex-husband's business.
Yep.
She has the EPA. If she makes some decisions, is she totally responsible for anything like that decisions she might make in the way of monetary things for his business?
Sorry, did you say she's operating under an enduring power of attorney or not?
Yes.
Okay.
He's in hospital at the moment.
So right.
He's looking after his business.
Okay, yes. Well, look, she would only be liable if she makes a decision which is basically a negligent decision. So, in other words, as long as she operates the business competently and in a manner that she might reasonably expect that her father would operate the business, then there certainly aren't any issues. Obviously, she is, unless the enduring power of attorney specifically provides for conflict transactions in her favour, she is not able to benefit from the exercise of that enduring power of attorney. So, for example, unless she was previously an employee of the business and receiving a wage for that work, she would not be able to charge for the work that she is doing
no,
on her father's behalf. So the long and the short of it is, Julie, as long as she doesn't do something that is quite negligent, then no, the attorney is not liable.
All right. Good.
All right, then.
Thank you very much. Thank
okay, you. Julie, all the very best. And the time on 4CRB is just coming up to 16 minutes past 9. That's 16 minutes past 10, Tweed Coast time. As we say, a very good morning to Del. G'day, Del. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can we help you today?
I have a query about body corporate.
Sure.
My land was, I was on common ground. I'm on a unit, two units, brother title. I'm on one.
Mm-hmm.
It was surveyed and then it became like private ground on each side for the owners. Mm-hmm. My question is, does that have to be handled by a solicitor to have the deed changed, or will it be okay with a resale?
Sorry, I'm just not quite following what you're saying, Del. So you said that you're living, it sounds to me like you're living in a duplex?
It is, it's strata title.
Yeah, strata title duplex.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
And so you have title to basically not only to the house that you're living in, or the townhouse you're living in, but also you have title to the land around it as well. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's right. It's one of two of us.
Yep.
And the ground was common ground, and the girl downstairs sold her unit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it was surveyed and we made it like private ground on each side. So I'm just wondering, do I need to take that, to a solicitor to have it...
Well, I certainly think you need to have it checked, because I'm not 100% sure you can actually do that.
Mm. Yes.
You might be able to survey it and allocate exclusive use to particular parcels of land, but if you were actually going to have it surveyed and basically give freehold title to that land, then I think it would probably require it would probably require a new plan to be done for the building showing that, and that would need to be registered in the titles office. So I think you do need to get some legal advice on it. Del, whereabouts on the Gold Coast do you live? Which area?
In Miami.
Miami. Okay, might I suggest that you consider initially going and seeing the Robina Community Legal Centre, if you could get over to the Gold Coast City Council Robina Community Centre, which is just on the western side of the Robina Town Centre, on a Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8:30. You could show that to one of the lawyers there to just see exactly what you've got, because without seeing the documentation you're talking about, it's extremely difficult for me to advise on. The other alternative would be for you to call the Gold Coast Community Legal Centre. And do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
Okay, so their number is 5532 9611.
Thank you.
So you can call them to make an appointment, and they do go to Varsity Lake Community Centre from 8:30 to 4:30 on a Monday. So that may suit you better, because obviously Varsity Lake is closer to you than perhaps Robina is. So that might be another option for you to go and see them next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But I would show them the documentation first, just to work out exactly what it is that has been done, to just see whether there is in fact anything further that you need to do or not. All right, then?
Good. Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, no trouble, Del. All the very best. And the time on 4CRB is just coming up to 20 minutes past 9. That's 20 minutes past 10 on the Tweed Coast. We say a very good morning to Susie. G'day, Susie. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well indeed. Thanks. How can we help you today?
Yes, my elderly mother has several investment properties, and she was thinking if she was to transfer it now to her adult children and possibly her grandchildren, who are all beneficiaries of her will,
mm-hmm.
rather while she's alive rather than when she passes away. But she wants to continue to receive the income and pay the tax on it. Would mm-hmm. there be any disadvantage or advantage to doing that now?
The first and greatest disadvantage would be that she'll be up for a stack of stamp duty mm-hmm. payable to the government, be that Queensland or New South Wales. Yeah. The second disadvantage is that she may, in fact, trigger capital gains tax on one or more of those properties if they're investment properties. The third disadvantage is that if she has a falling out with any of the children, they could, or grandchildren, they could legally sell the property and retain the proceeds of sale. Mm. Personally, Susie, I would say that you're far better to receive the property under the will. And if she wants to continue paying the taxes and everything, why doesn't she just give the income to the kids each year? She could keep the properties in her name, she could pay all the expenses and make some sort of an allocation to the children and grandchildren each year from the properties as and when she wishes to do so.
I think the main issue was that she's very upset by having a huge land tax bill. I think that was more upsetting to her than anything else because
that's
taking a huge portion of her income from those investment properties. And I thought she was thinking that if she distributed the properties to her children now... Mm. But she continues. She thinks that she'll do much better with the income that she's getting because she saves it, of course, and she can buy more properties because she's very good at doing that. But that was the main thing.
Yes,
but
all right.
Capital gains tax and stamp duty and all that.
She would need to think about the capital gains tax because if they're investment properties and they've gone up in value since she bought them, then she'll certainly be triggering a CGT event, whereas if the properties pass under her will, there will be no CGT payable until the properties are ultimately sold by the beneficiaries. And there will be a stamp duty bill in relation to each property, and if they're investment properties, that stamp duty will be at normal rates. There will be no concessions available. So what she really needs to do, I think, Susie, is to probably seek some advice from her accountant and her lawyer. Firstly, get her an accountant to do an exercise for her to see what she's paying in land tax, what the stamp duty and tax, capital gains tax would be. Then she would need to speak to a lawyer about the other issues of how she might be able to tie things up to ensure she continues to get the income.
Okay. Can I just ask, when you say that under the will there would not be any capital gains tax payable until the properties are sold. Now, do they take it from the date of, for the base value of the property at the date of her death?
If they're investment properties, it's from date of acquisition by her. So the beneficiary inherits the cost base of your mother.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay, then. All the very best.
Thank you.
And the time on 4CRB is just 23 and a half minutes past nine. We've still got time for maybe one or two callers. So if you're out there and you're needing some advice, get on that telephone straight away. 5520888 is the number. Who knows, you could actually be our last caller if you're very quick. We'll be back after this word from our sponsors.
Need British pounds? American dollars? Rupees for Bali? Mexican pesos or Chinese yuan? Crown Currency Exchange guarantees the best exchange rates with zero commission and zero fees. Crown Currency Exchange. Grab your cash, the cheapest way to go. Harbour Town, Australia Fair, Pacific Fair, Surface Paradise, Coolangatta, and now at the Pines, Eleanora. Visit crowncurrency.com.au or call 1-300-392-426.
A sponsor. Looking for a motorhome or caravan? Then you must visit Reedy Creek Road, Burleigh Heads, home to many of the Gold Coast's new and used RV dealers, like Gold Coast Caravans, offering superb Lotus, Galaxy and Overland Rangers. Elite RV, home to the most awarded motorhome brand in Australia, Auto Trail, and Coastal Caravans, with the excellent off-road and touring Billabong range. Find them at Reedy Creek Road, the coast's RV central. For more info, go burleighrvs.com.au. Proud 4CRB sponsor.
This is the Law and You on 4CRB. 5520888 is our number if you have a question or a query, but we do only have 5 minutes left in the program, so you'll need to be quick. I did also receive a bit of information earlier today from one of the staff here at 4CRB about a scam letter that had been received. It purports to be from someone who holds a senior position in a major bank, a major international bank, this one in particular coming from Bangkok in Thailand, and purporting to offer assistance in relation to an estate. The first thing that tells me that it's a scam is that it says, I was promoted to this exalted position some 3 months ago, months with a capital M. So just in reading the first sentence of this email makes it very clear to me that it is a scam. So I'll talk a little more about that, but we have a couple of callers online. Good morning, Paul. How are you today? Paul, are you there?
Yes.
How can I help you today?
Is that John?
It is.
John, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
Listen, I've got a bit of a question here, mate.
Sure.
My mother passed away in June this year,
mm-hmm.
and the property has been sorted out, like, you know, between my brothers and sisters. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's got sold and the money got divided out.
Yep.
But what they've got, Mum's got a decent amount of money left in a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got my kid sister and my elder brother. They're both executives.
Mm-hmm.
Now my brother doesn't want to do nothing about it. He's done his duty and he couldn't care less about the money in the bank. But I mean. Without his signature, nothing can be done.
Well, if your brother is refusing to fulfil his duties as the executor under the will, you are able to bring an application to the court to have him removed as an executor and have someone else appointed as an administrator to complete the administration of the estate. So what you might be best to do, Paul, is to get your solicitor to write a letter to your brother just saying, look, you know, you're failing to fulfil your duties as executor. If you don't finalise the estate within so many weeks, we're going to apply to the court to have you removed as the executor and to have someone else appointed as administrator. And in doing so, we'll be seeking an order for costs against you on an indemnity basis for the costs that are going to be involved as this is purely as a result of your failure to fulfil your duties.
Yeah, and all this court business, John.
Yep.
Would the solicitor be up to handle that?
Yeah, the solicitor will do all of that. So you just need to make sure you're using a solicitor that's experienced in these sorts of matters.
And who would that be, John?
Well, you could ring the Queensland Law Society and ask them for a recommendation to a lawyer. Is it Queensland or New South Wales?
No, Queensland, John. Queensland. I'm just down the road from you.
Okay. Right, so the number for the Law Society is 1300.
Bear with me, John. I'm short, Andy.
Okay, yeah. That's all right. 1300.
Mm-hmm.
367.
367.
757.
757.
Yeah, so just
John,
ring
you're
them.
John, you're waiting.
And tell them that what your problem is and that you need a solicitor on the Gold Coast near where you are who can deal with this, and they will certainly give you a recommendation. All right,
John,
then.
You're worth your weight in gold, mate.
No trouble at all. Only too pleased to help, Paul. All the very best. Now, we have Ray online. Ray, if you could just wait on, unfortunately, we're just getting a little bit close to the local news, so rather than have to rush you or cut you short, we'll just ask you if you could stay online. Just returning to that scam email, my wife also recently received an email which purported to be from a very good friend of hers saying, hi, Tina, you might be interested in this, regards so-and-so. And it was a thing about Bitcoin trading. Now, it's just interesting to note the way the email was worded. The email, and when I clicked on the email address that purported to be my wife's friend's email address, it was not her email address at all. It was some entirely fictitious email address, but it came through with her name at the top as the sender. It was addressed to my wife and short and sweet and something that she might have thought my wife was interested in. Now, if I hadn't looked at that email address and found that it was fictitious, you know, it could end in a world of tears. So it's just a case of being very vigilant to these sorts of things. Well, that's enough for today. It's been great to have your company today. I'll look forward, of course, to being back with you next week for another program of The Law on You. But as always, until then, it's goodbye and God bless.